Good morning. This is Shad Marston, Ag Agent, K-State Research and Extension, McPherson County. Today we are going to cover all the upcoming programming here at K-State Research and Extension and deliver some pest management information, along with inviting community members to our upcoming Farmers Market, McPherson County Wheat Plot Tours, and Farm Safety Day camps in June. But first, for today's Did You Know? April is National Safe Digging Month. Spring means the start of many projects. Digging, planting, fence repair, new roads being built, ditch cleaning, and other farm and ranch projects to prepare for the busy summer ahead. Whether it's a small project or a large drain tile installation, now is the perfect time to remind farmers, ranchers, colleagues, and other professionals to dig safely. Some common myths that have changed our lives forever. I'm not going to dig that deep, or I've dug in this area before, so there's nothing to worry about. Utilities can be buried just inches beneath the surface. Not only that, but erosion and ground settling can cause the depth and location of buried utilities to change over time. It's not worth the risk. Contact 811 prior to digging. It's free. In our programming for landowners of small acreage, our series continues April 20th, and the subject is improving our pastures, and our speaker will be Dr. Walt Frick of the Range Management Specialist here at K-State Research and Extension. On April 20th, from noon to 1, we will have a Zoom program where Dr. Frick will give out information. This program series starts at noon on April 20th. In my farming news, alfalfa pests, alfalfa weevils, peed aphids, and cowpeed aphids have been hatching their eggs over the last 2 weeks. However, they have not been developing very quickly, nor has the alfalfa, at least throughout central Kansas. But there are many larvae. This is always a problem for producers to treat early or not, especially with the less foliage to accept the herbicide. If your treatment threshold is reached, regardless of the time, it's probably time to make that herbicide application as soon as possible. Less foliage means better coverage, but it also probably means that less foliage to accept the spray, and thus, there may be a less residual control. But this is always part of the alfalfa weevil management. Also, moles are on the move. And when protecting home lawns from moles, traps are the most effective control method. Considering they spend their time underground, it may seem surprisingly the damage the moles do above ground. As they forage for food, moles are known to make travel lanes that cause paths of unheaved soil in home lawns and farmsteads. Moles do not feed on plant material, but they can still cause damage by disturbing roots and uprooting small plants. Small tunnels may be abandoned soon after they are built, while others are used for a period of time. Homeowners have come up with many remedies. I've heard of chewing gum, noisemakers, broken glass, bleaches, windmills, and human hair, among others, but none have been provided consistent or reliable control. Poison baits often fail to work because moles feed on earthworms and grubs, not vegetable matter. Even grub control products are ineffective because they do not control earthworms, which are the primary source for moles. Traps can be effective, but it may take some time to master the use. Here is some advice. Because moles use some tunnels more than other, use a broomstick or similar item to poke holes in the number of runs. Check a day later to see if that run has been repaired. These are their active runs. Place the trap in the active run by putting it into the soil. Push down two holes, one on each side of the trap. Moles should be caught when they try to repair the tunnel. Move the trap if the moles are not caught within just a couple of days. I've got many calls throughout the year on moles, and I know there is no easy fix, but trapping them seems to be the best control. In my extension news, we are now accepting vendors for the farmers market. Vendors can stop by or call the extension office to get all the details pertaining to this year's market that runs every Saturday from mid-May till the end of October. At the McPherson County Farmers Market, we can sell anything Kansas made, from homemade to homegrown items. And I just want to mention to please add this to your monthly schedule. The McPherson County Wheat Plot Tour is coming in May. More details to come on the exact date when the K-State Research and Extension Wheat Specialists come and give their information to our farmers about the different wheat varieties. And don't forget to sign up your child for the Farm Safety Day Camp, which is set for June 7th this year. Youngsters will have a fun day packed with safety tips from the McPherson County Fire, EMS, and police, along with farm safety stations set up throughout the day. Applications will be available to sign your students up for the 2022 Farm Safety Day Camp, June 7th. Again, this is Shad Marston with K-State Research and Extension, and I can be reached at the Extension office at 620-241-1523 with any of your ag questions. I hope everyone has a special day on this Good Friday and a happy Easter weekend.